It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
Hey, hey, we got more jazz superstars on the way, folks. Cooey Martin, Willie Mims, Drop Jaws Turner, Sketch Friendly, Tootsie Childs, Sammy Biltmore, No Talent Jones, Anwar Benitez, Bossy Marmalade, Bad Check Mazursky, Ray Ray Takamura, Shaky Premise, Bootsy Crouton, Richard Sakai, The Premarital Sextet, CSI Miami, D.W. Jitters, The Chubb Group, Cantaloupe St. Pierre, and many, many more funny names.
I'm afraid Robert Goulet hasn't arrived yet, sir.
Very well. Begin the thawing of Jim Neighbors.
Hello, I'm Mr. Plow. Are you tired of having your hands cut off by snowblowers and the inevitable heart attacks that come with shoveling snow?
Uh-huh.
Then call Klondike 53226. My prices are so low, you'll think I've suffered brain damage. So remember, call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
The name's Lanley, Lyle Lanley. And I come before you good people tonight with an idea. Probably the greatest... Oh, it's not for you. It's more of a Shelbyville idea.
Now, wait just a minute. We're twice as smart as the people of Shelbyville. Just tell us your idea and we'll vote for it.
Yabba dabba do! Simpson, Homer Simpson, he's the greatest guy in history. From the town of Springfield, he's about to hit a chestnut tree.
Some folk will never read a skirt, but then again, some folk will like Cletus the Slack-Jaw Yokel.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Greetings, citizens.
Hi.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is...
Is it Wednesday already?
It is.
Yep.
Wednesday, June 11, 2008. Today on the program, we are going to be speaking with a very, very talented author and an all-round testy, nasty, mean guy sometimes, Buzz Bissinger. He will be on the show. He's the guy that wrote Friday Night Lights. And he's got some very serious opinions about the blogosphere, which, you know, he said on, if you saw Costas now, he went off on this guy that wrote a sports blog. And I kind of agree with him about the, you know, the world of blogospheres. But it's what we have, and it's what we have to deal with, so we'll have him.
I like his name.
On the show. You like Bissinger? Oh, Buzz. Another Buzz.
But that's rare.
Well, he's Buzzinger? What's his name?
You could also call him H.G.
No, Buzz is cooler.
H.G. Like Bissinger. Well, his name is H.G. I don't know if he was, you know, named after the author. Or not, but he's a very interesting guy. We'll be talking with him.
Good.
Also, we've got another audition for a possible movie reviewer. Today, it's the legendary Tom Hirsch.
Today's victim.
Oh, he's good.
Tom Hirsch. And all of his
listener.
Hirsch games.
Hoish.
And stop the presses.
Todd Gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll want to set your TiVos because we are going to be playing the fabulous game, Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
That's
sweeping the nation. It's very, very exciting.
I want to warn them advance. It's not in my pants yet.
Oh, it's not in your pants yet? Okay, don't tip your hand
that
too much.
That could be a clue.
Yes.
It could be.
And, okay, Rob, when we play the game,
yes.
Hands out of your pants.
That was never stated when we set up the rules.
I know.
You'll
now
have
you
to
know.
Notify legal if you're going to make that change.
It's inaudible. Here's the phone number. Get on the line to get on the air. 877-365-3636. You can instant message us at Mike O W J F K, and our email is O-M-E-A-R-A, that's O-M-E-A-R-A, at WJFKFM.com. Now, if you go to our website, MikeOMaraShow.com, you will see the lovely selection of Buzz Babes.
Ain't they marvelous?
We have the bevy that's up there right now. Now, you're welcome to, you know, pass judgment, if you will, on our Buzz Babes.
Oh, sure.
That's really what they're there for. And
We don't
pass judgments.
No,
we're not that type.
We are not a judgmental show. That's not what we do. But go to the website, MikeOMaraShow.com. I'll have a word with you about that in a moment.
Get
to you.
You know, right now, I think we've got six lovely photographs that are up there. More to come. Buzz has been getting a tremendous amount of response for something. There's something on the water this week.
Isn't that great?
I think they ate bad tomatoes or something. It's very, very exciting.
We're grateful.
So, they're calling you all the time. They're corresponding with you. They're getting involved in this. What's going on?
I'm in constant contact with the potential Buzz Babes. And, yeah, by the end of the day, we should have seven or eight pictures up there and maybe more if more people apply at MikeOMaraShow.com.
If you would like to be a Buzz Babe, all you have to do is go to the website. You click on that sneaky little picture of Buzz Burbank holding the champagne glass, actually the martini glass.
Right.
And that'll be the registration form, and that's how you get in touch with Mr. Burbank, and he will tell you all the necessary requirements.
Right. That's on the right side of the page. On the left side of the page, guys, click the link to see the babes.
Yeah, the babes are up there for all of you to check out. And the good news is that on the Friday Happy Hour broadcast, not only will we have the fabulous BDK in studio, but we will also be entertaining.
That
was me. I don't know. late in the show. Late in the show, I can't be responsible for all my judgments, especially Friday's show.
Yes, I understand.
But
should he be drinking?
You know, I think, Rob, he's going to be closest to you. You know, as far as the studio setup,
like
he's going to be down.
Socially?
He'll be
right here where
he's going to be down next to you,
okay.
You know. And since you are going to be kind of like the designated driver for the show on Friday, since you're on your new.
We got a limo.
You know,
yeah, it begins tonight.
Oh, we got a limo.
Yeah, I got the
It starts tonight?
Upstairs.
Tonight it begins.
Now, will you ask them about hops and barley and what.
It's already been spelled out to me.
Really?
Yeah, because on my first meeting, I had to fill out like a chart of how and what I eat like on a normal day.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it was really easy. It says I skip breakfast, I skip lunch, and then I go home and I drink 8 beers and I have dinner at 10. And they said, well, you're going to have to eat less, more frequently, and no drinking.
So how many? Are you going to do the 5 meals a day thing? Is that what you're going to be
Every 3 hours, I think, is how they have it set up.
All right, I want to talk to you about my program also because I'm concerned at this early stage of the game.
It's early.
You will be hanging out with us on Friday.
Absolutely.
Kind of making sure. Just keep tabs on. You don't have to be socially close to him.
You have like a 10-day head start on me, so obviously.
But it's you know, that's what I want to talk about.
All right.
And read up on what happens when alcohol and Ritalin mix, since you're going to be working with BDK.
I'm very worried that the alcohol experiment might be over for me as well because I don't know something's giving me you know I can't get over my first hump. That's the problem
in
I have.
Loss.
And what was her name again?
I'm very 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 frustrated. But we got the car for Friday.
The limo, yeah.
All right, so
nice.
Now, all right, then I'm going to say it now. We are going to be looking for a venue to have our first little go out after the cocktail hour and join you for the cocktail hour.
We call it Destination O'Mara.
And now, I believe the Buzz Babe and candidates are invited to come with us, right?
Now, Rob, even though you will be sober, will
he
you be able to join us for an hour or two?
I believe so.
You getting permission? Get permission from the home
front. I will find out tonight what the old ball and chain wants.
Yeah, find out. And because, you know, you should be there at least for the initial stage of this thing.
I agree.
And you know, even if he's not drinking, it is an excuse to get out.
Of course.
Right, that's the way it works.
Yeah,
and I'd like
tell
to. How was she in Disney anyway? Did she. You guys get along okay in Disney World?
There was. The afternoon of the best meltdown was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my worst moment, my personal worst moment, was at Universal when I said, we're done here.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, but Robert wants to ride Spider-Man. And Robert said, yeah, I really want to ride the Spider-Man ride. Uh-huh. And it's just out this park and down there. And over. I said, nope, we're done here.
Wow.
We can no longer do this. I can't do this. We're going back and we're going to drink some beer.
So that was a daddy meltdown.
Kids and everybody.
But that's as bad as I got.
That was a daddy meltdown.
Carrie did yell at me at the Jedi Academy.
What was that over? What was that about?
Well, you see, the hardest thing to do when we planned this trip was for Robert because it was Star Wars weekend. It's what he's wanted to do his entire life. But you can't sign up. There is no way to guarantee entry into the Jedi Academy.
Now, the Jedi Academy is what when the kids like get a chance to put on robes and stuff like that?
It's a stage show.
Oh, stage show.
And what comes...
A Disney stage show.
Exactly.
Yeah, fun.
7 or 8 times a day on the Star Wars weekend, some flaming Jedi comes out in a robe and does lightsaber moves and then selects...
I am a gay American.
I agree.
Hello there, kids. I'm a Jedi warrior. Be careful. I've got my lightsaber. May the Force be with you.
And his name is like Mace Vaughn. Vinsovenson or something.
My name is Florio. I will be your guide today.
Thanks, Florian.
Florian.
Florian the Jedi.
I'm Florian the Jedi Warrior, and I will be your assistant today. I'm very excited about it.
So we were trying to figure out how to get Robert included to be one of the 12 children that got to be in this Jedi class.
He's now, your youngest, and that's what you want to do. Robert the Third, you want to get him involved in that stuff.
We planned the entire trip around this. So I watched the first time to see how we could do this.
I know. For
the
I was
first
just
show.
Listening to the music.
You
at
like
the
that?
End.
Yeah, please keep it going as much as possible.
That lovely little falsetto at the end.
So I watched, and he comes out, and he selects the children randomly from this. It's done in the round.
Theater in the round.
So the children are around the stage. We did not get chosen the first time, but I'm starting to see how he picks the kids.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a pattern.
And so I establish a good place around the theater in the round. It's now about...
This is how he did it, incidentally. He went down to the front and went...
Ah! That's how he does it.
Right, that's exactly what it is. Yes, so the Disney Empire.
By now, it's about 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And if it could
You've been there all morning.
If it could be any hotter, draw me a chart. Because I don't
outside?
Know how... Yes, in sunlight. There is no shade around the Jedi Theater.
Blazing
sun.
God,
see, I thought it was inside.
Usually those theaters, you go into a little amphitheater and they're covered. But this wasn't covered up?
No. So I get a position that is better. It's not the hot spot, so to speak.
You're getting a position in order to have your children be able to participate.
Right. And not even children, just child, really.
Okay, one child.
So he's saying show after show after show.
Yeah, I know all his lines by the end of the day.
Wow. You could have done it.
So it's an hour into it, and he doesn't get chosen. And so I'm just going to wait there because, you know, it's another hour. I'm still in the sun now for 2 hours.
Wait, you're waiting for the next show?
Exactly.
Yeah, he's seeing show after show to see how
because
what his pattern
if you
was.
Give up, if you give up your spot around the theater, someone else takes it. If you're not in the front row, forget it.
So how many times did you see the exact same show?
Six.
That's what I said.
Father of the year, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spielwack.
Rob, were the kids with you this whole time?
No, not the whole time.
No.
But as we got close to showtime, Carrie would bring the kids, but I couldn't surrender my spot.
He was scouting for the family.
So you had a quest.
Yeah, I was
This was the holy grail of your
trip. I was
trip.
There about 6 hours.
Wow.
So I finally get to the hot
they
spot.
They were calling
I know
security
where all the kids
at
are
that
going.
Point.
So I get to the hot spot where I need to be for this, and Carrie watches me. She has eye contact with me. He comes
Did
out.
You have
this,
like walkie-talkies?
This is the third.
Stuff.
We had cell phones. Which
How you, long is each show?
The show is about 30 minutes, and they happen about every 75 minutes.
Okay.
So after
so
the third
3
show,
hours you've waited?
Oh, this is 3 hours into it now. He comes out,
oh my
and
God.
I have Robert. I've got the good spot now. I'm in the hot spot.
Because is this
it.
The thing he wants more
this
than anything else?
This is the thing
the
he
big,
wants.
The big deal.
He wants to participate
and
in the show.
And, you know, I almost at this point begin to understand the way parents at, like, beauty pageants and the kids that have the parents that just drive them so hard, how the parents go nuts. Because if it's the one thing your kid wants
right.
and it's not in your power to provide it, you're driving yourself crazy.
Yeah,
even if it was beautiful weather,
yeah.
it still would have made me
you're,
nuts.
I mean, I give you a 10 for fatherhood.
Really?
That's
think?
Amazing that you went through this.
So, but here's the meltdown part.
I can see the look
I stayed
on your
in
face.
Line for the Ninja Turtles.
The third, after the third time he comes out.
Rob,
you
could
have
called me. I would have made a phone call.
To the
to
Ninja
who?
Academy?
I would have called the Academy. I would have done one of those fake lawyer calls, you know. Well, this is Norm Peterson.
Believe me, I pulled out.
Who would you
out-
have asked for?
I don't know.
Eisner.
Alec Guinness.
Disney sucks. Disney
so
does suck, really.
After he is not chosen for the third show, Carrie comes over and yells at me, "Why did you not put him on your shoulders?" And I'm, you know, now I'm 3 hours in the sun and standing there, you know, and there are ways, there are diversions at Walt Disney
you're
World.
You're swaying back and forth.
Right.
You know? So they're choosing the kids from like a semicircle of kids in the front.
Exactly.
So your odds are even with waiting as long as you did, your odds are pretty.
Well, it replenishes with new kids every time.
So you got to estimate. Give me an estimate. How many kids in the front row to be chosen?
In the pool?
Yeah.
12 kids chosen out of. Each time, probably 100 to 120.
Now, so your odds are very bad.
Horrible.
Okay.
Did you have
right.
to leave the area every in between
no.
shows?
I stayed.
Just,
I kept. The only
Rob,
time
they
I
were
moved.
Calling security.
Were they bringing you fluid at all? Or were they
Carrie was
you?
Bringing me sodas and
okay.
stuff. But
all
the
right.
only time I moved was to better my position.
Right.
But when
he was
she
in
came
camouflage
at me,
at that time.
When she came at me and accused me of not trying hard enough.
After 3 hours.
Was there any way.
I said, listen. I had him in front of me so I could point at him, and I put my red hat on him so he would have an easily spottable trait that this Jedi could say, and you in the red hat, come join me on stage.
Yes.
Because these are the ways.
Was it your Shriner's hat that you put on him?
It was my fez with the propeller on top.
Hey!
No, it was a senator's hat, a bright red baseball hat. Mm-hmm. But I began to watch the way this guy operated. He would, if it was a kid that was easy to spot, like something in a bright color, he would say that. But after she accused me of the third time of not trying, that's when I yelled back.
You should have taken all his clothes off.
I've been here for 3 hours, and I know all the lines for the Jedi Academy, and I know the jokes, and I know when they're coming.
Was there any chance?
I was trying.
Was there any chance at the end of the show where you could grab somebody or say, hey, listen, couldn't do
it.
That.
Talk
and they
to people
still
from
F'd you after that?
Finally, sixth show. I do put him on my shoulder.
The next day.
We got there at about 10:40. Uh-huh.
At 10 o'clock the next morning.
We got there at about 10:40.
Rob with a three-day growth of beard.
And I think it was about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Glaze look in his eyes.
There's your 6 hours.
I did put him on my shoulders because I think he was, at this point, tired of standing.
Right.
And I put him on my shoulders, and of the 12 that got to go on stage, he was chosen 11th.
Oh, thank God.
And he did get up there, but here's what's awesome.
Was he having any meltdowns after he wouldn't get chosen?
No, the first time he did, but I explained to him, and I said, you know, you can go and do what you want to do. I'll take care of this. And Carrie took him to Mickey's Toontown or
wherever. Were you able to at least sit when the shows were?
There was some leaning.
No shade, though.
I didn't want to give up my spot.
No shade.
So here's the
deal. You get the award, brother.
Well, here's the deal, and this is why it's so great.
I'll go get a ribbon.
He gets a training lightsaber. He gets a brown Jedi robe, and he did get to fight Darth Vader with a lightsaber.
Okay, so that's it.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that's the big thing.
If you have a kid and you see him really, really get his dream, and
I
that
understand.
Is his dream.
Good for you, and I know why you did that, and that's a good thing. You know what? That is, you must have been ready even after it was all done. You have the satisfaction of your child getting his wish, the dream, his dream comes true.
Exactly.
That's believe me.
With
Robert,
2 years planning.
Robert is totally into the Star Wars more than any other thing,
He could sing the song before he could talk.
Yeah, he loves Star Wars, so this is his big moment. You're satisfied, but after that, did you come down? Did you crash?
No,
and burn
it was
after
awesome
that?
Because then there's a like a little shaded restaurant area,
right?
Where we went and sat down, and Robert said, "I would like a lightsaber," and I said, at that point, he could have said, "I would like Harrison Ford to come to my birthday party," and I said, "You got it,
right?"
But all he wanted was a lightsaber, so Carrie went and bought him a lightsaber, and he came back, and we had gotten earlier in the day a Indiana Jones action figure,
right?
And he said, "Can I play with the Indiana Jones action figure?" And I'm rested. I'm cool now. I've been in shade. I've had a couple sodas. Everything's good. I said, you know what? That's not a good idea. There's a lot of little parts to it because it's like maybe a 10-inch action figure, but it comes with a golden idol.
Accessories.
And a book.
Golden
and a
idol.
Gun.
Golden idol that you can swallow.
Exactly.
You know, it's a very, very frustrating.
Age is 18 and up.
And it's been painted in China, and it's something you don't want to suck on right now. Please.
The little whip and everything. I said, you know what, Robert? We'll have plenty of time to play with this when we get back to our place.
Right.
And he said, but I really want to open it now. I said, you've had a great day. You got to fight Darth Vader with a lightsaber. You got a Jedi robe. You got you got trained in the Jedi Academy. Let's play with it later. But I really want to play with it now. And I said, well, I don't think we can because you're going to lose the pieces and then you'll be sad. He says, I want to talk to Mommy about it.
Ooh.
And I said, Mommy will back my decision. And I believe I used words like, why does it become like a legal thing when I'm trying to deal with that?
I mean, I've seen you occasionally put the hammer down, right? I mean, you occasionally.
The hammer was right now coming around the corner.
Okay, all right.
I said,
because I mean, I'd already be at the stage. No.
Mommy will agree with me. You may not have this. I need to talk to Mommy. I said, you will not speak to your mother. I am speaking to you. I know this is a big day, but we're not going to open. And then you feel so stupid because you're raising your voice and you have to say, we're not going to open the action figure because you're going to lose the golden idol.
Welcome to the world of Disney, ladies and gentlemen.
He started to sort of flail his arms. He says, I really want to open it.
So, now Rob's lifting his arms around his
head.
He's swinging.
Like
he's
right
flailing.
Oh,
so
God.
I grabbed his hands and pushed his arms to his side. The thought entered my mind. And I held the arms at his side. And he started to really struggle. Now, he's getting big, and he's strong. So I really couldn't
Shut the hell up.
Just hold his hands down. I sort of had to hug him, which is lousy because it's 98 degrees outside. And
but
he's
so he's having a tantrum, and you're putting your arms around him to get him to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a strategy that I use with my kids too when they would get a little out of control.
And
you
the just, thought I'm having,
you hug him to death.
And the thought I'm having right now him. Is this is the payback for laughing at every other crying child that I've seen all week at Disney, yeah, which I enjoyed greatly.
So he's been cool up until this point.
And then he starts screaming, ow! Ow!
Oh, no.
Ow!
Abuse.
Ow! And really, I swear to you, Judge, all I'm doing is hugging the kid.
Right.
But I'm holding him tight so he can't escape.
He lost custody. Right.
He starts kicking, but he's sort of restricted, so it looks just sort of like a retarded dance. He's trying to get at me.
He's a marionette.
I'm hugging him far enough away that he can't get at me. Uh-huh. And he says, you're hurting me! You're breaking my arms! You're twisting my head! And then I look up. Carrie, Julia, and my mom and her husband Dave, who were down there on the trip with us,
right,
have walked away. I'm sitting alone now with him.
Oh. So did they see this?
They saw it brewing, and they just
bailed.
Walked. They just bailed.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm sitting there. This is when he says, I need to talk to Mommy because you're killing me. And
oh my
you
God.
Actually go.
He really said that?
You go past the point of being.
You're killing me, Dad.
You really just sort of have to ride it out. Mm-hmm. And he's screaming and he's yelling this stuff. And I'm saying, you got to calm down. Robert, you have to calm down. And all I'm getting is, you're twisting my arms and I
so
want
it's the battle is on.
Wow. Yes.
The battle is on. This is a battle of will, God. And you have to tough it out.
And I'm still hugging him. Now I notice that other patrons in the restaurant
are
getting up
police.
And are getting up and leaving.
Oh, dear.
They're leaving their shaded seats.
He's screaming that loudly?
Yeah, he's top of his lungs.
Oh, my
exploded,
God.
Yeah.
And it held up, I think, for about 12 to 14 minutes.
That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
It sure is.
It was.
12 to 14 minutes
of screaming, wiggling, and finally I got to a point where I could sit him on a chair opposite me and he would be quiet, but he would just scowl at me.
Well, that's better.
And I said, we can talk to your mom if you're better now. And he said, I'm not better.
Oh. I am not going to tell you how to parent, but at any time.
I'm open for anything.
At any time, did you use the... You know, you obviously weren't done in the park at that point, right?
No.
You had lots more things to do.
Yeah.
It's simple. I mean, I hate to say this, but you say, if you keep struggling, we are going home.
Yeah.
Your day at the park is done. You will not go on another ride.
But that's a loss, too, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
It's because at a Disney park, it's not just going out the door and getting to your car.
Right.
If I let
Yeah, but no, but here's the, this is what they would say. The thing is, when you're not going to use that threat unless you're prepared to say, I'm going back. And if he knows it's true, he's not going to do that. See, what he's got going
he's
for him is
he's a pain in the ass, though. He might have gone with it because he knows that we'd have to take a tram to a trailer to a monorail to the car.
Oh, my God.
It was a long battle of the wills, and I won.
Wow,
but
you won at the end. 14 to 15 minutes. I'm not sure whether that's quite a victory, Rob.
Well,
but,
I think it is.
Yes, that's the Rob.
The listeners are showing you the love, Rob. Two IMs. One says Rob needs a few kegs for Father's Day. The other one says when St. Peter tells Rob that he's going to hell, Rob can simply say, been there, man.
You know, the one thing I do not do, I do not judge other people's parenting.
Right.
That is, you have your systems. You have your ways of doing it. You're dealing with your own crap. The fact is, you do what you can do. And, but... Do you count at all? Do you do the 1, 2, 3?
Yes, I do. And one is normally enough to do it, but that wasn't cutting any ice this time.
And
he had jumped to fifth gear with no
warning.
He's
four, right? He's four?
Five. He'll be six in September.
He's five. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's still at
that
tough time, you know?
I remember a very valuable piece of advice given to me by my grandmother. She said, sometimes it's just too hard not to misbehave for a kid.
Yeah, it is.
And
right.
He was hot. He was worn out.
Yeah,
he was coming down.
But
off
the
of
key
a
for
tremendous
future,
high.
And I know you say he might call you, but the ultimate on that one, in your second minute, the way to play that is, if you keep struggling, we're going to leave, we're not coming back today.
And he has to believe that's true.
The fact is, and then you just do it, and then you do it once, and you'll never have to do it again, because you'll
know
it's true.
The other thing that implies, that also punishes his sister, who had been an angel.
No, I'm sorry, you or Mommy take the powder with him.
I guess
him,
you're right. I
not
guess.
The other kid. I mean, and you sacrifice, and one of the parents leaves the park. That's why,
although
especially
I
at amusement parks, because the parents want to stay too, mm-hmm. and that's what sucks. But it's the whole thing about we're going to leave. I've taken my kids out of situations before, you know, but it's tough. You're right. It's tough.
Perhaps
in a theme park.
I wasn't thinking clearly. Temperatures were running a bit high.
What are you saying?
Let's. We got a couple of calls here. Let's
before we yes. start, I do want to present you with your presents.
Oh, okay. All right. Ryan, while Rob's getting the presents, what can we do for you?
I'm a little bit mad at Buzzy. And, Buzzy, let me set a little precursor here so I don't set too mean of a tone for this. Mike and
oh,
Rob,
mean
please,
tones. Okay.
Please turn away for this when I say this, okay?
I didn't hear you, Ryan.
Yeah. Buzzy, you're my absolute favorite. Your sexy calls have been throughout the year some of my most.
Okay. Whatever. Ryan has this, like, lengthy agenda.
Know.
I just wasn't in the mood.
I'll keep calling.
I took Joe's heads up on that.
Cute.
Joe writes a little comment occasionally for the callers, and I kind of agreed with Joe, just after, you know, 3 seconds with that guy.
Now, you guys requested shot glasses.
Rob has on mouse ears.
Oh, my God.
Now, sadly, the Disney Corporation does not sell shot glasses.
Oh, they don't? Those bastards!
But I was able to find you some at Universal.
Okay.
The greatest ride we rode as a family, we agreed. The greatest ride we rode was the Simpsons ride. It just opened at Universal.
Wow.
And it's really, cool. really cool. If you ever want to know what it's like to fly into a baby's mouth and smell baby powder, mm-hmm. this ride does it. I got you all Simpsons shot glasses Aww. That have drink recipes on them from
Universal.
Oh, cool.
Very good. Thank let me you see, Beth Ann. Let me see.
And one to Mike. And also, I do want to show this to you. They did these trick photography things where they superimpose your face on Star Wars characters because it was Star Wars weekend. This is our new family portrait.
Is that pre or post meltdown?
This is another day. Everybody
another
was
day.
Great
okay.
this day.
Right.
And if you ever wanted to know what it would be like for me to be married to a black bald man, they turned Carrie into Mace Windu, who was played by Samuel L. Jackson.
That's Rob and the family. Put that up on the
good.
Website.
So we will.
Get that up on WJFK.com.
The best present would be if you just wear those ears for the rest of the show.
I cannot. You know how I feel about the Disney Corporation.
That is great.
I cannot. I saw that already. That's a wonderful
Show
picture
to Buzz.
Of the family.
It ought to
very,
be your,
very nice.
It ought to be your Christmas card in December.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Serious.
I'm sure.
You love the Star Wars. Here's the deal. Daddy likes Star Wars.
Yeah, he has to get it from somewhere.
Daddy enjoys the Star Wars.
Oh, that's a great picture.
You know, as a matter of fact, the reason Robert wasn't asked to leave, Daddy wanted to stick around the park, too.
That's right.
Daddy hadn't gotten his picture with Boba Fett yet, Mike.
Was that the day before, the day after, or, you know, when
that
you
is,
had the picture?
That is after the meltdown day, and that was actually a really good day. We got to do everything we wanted to do that day. So that's what happened at Disney.
Thank you for the shot glasses.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for allowing me the time away. And perhaps another time we can talk about the problem with electronic people scooters.
Because you notice people were faking it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
These are people that use these scooters because of weight, correct, or laziness.
Some some were just outright lazy. There was lady thinner than me, my age, who came into the Pirates of the Caribbean gift shop. I was there with my children, you know, children like theme parks, amusement parks, and she yelled from outside, "Excuse me!" And I just, oh, my God. And I pulled the kids aside. I said, "You're going to have to stop looking at the polished rocks because a lady is coming in."
A lady? It's a lady.
She drove in on the rascal scooter.
Yeah.
Put it in park or stopped it or whatever, put the safety on, then stood up and began shopping.
See, nasty.
Yeah, that's
I'm not
fair. Not
happy with that.
The criteria? Nobody's ever really delved into that.
Anybody
that goes to amusement parks, you see the people that are in the motorized scooters,
they rent
the wheelchairs.
At the parks now.
So anybody. They can drive them around.
All I know is the next time I'm going, my kids are, you know, I have a daughter who's now 13 years old. She can push daddy in the wheelchair.
Well, you know what?
Just for fun.
If you get the motorized scooter, without question, you get priority in lines because they have handicap lines.
But you don't have that, like a badge or a thing like on your car, you have to have the symbol.
You're 20 miles from your car by the time you get to scooter rental.
I'd really love to bust these people out. You know, hey, 2020, Dateline. You follow the people from the parking lot.
I saw a pair
it's
of
It's simple. You follow them from
show.
The park.
Scooter
oh
scammers.
Oh, my God, I want to do it.
I saw a pair of
requires
teens.
Requires some doing,
A pair
think.
Of teens at Epcot that looked like they were ready to join the Olympic team and just zooming around Japan.
Punks, hooligans.
Not right. I mean, this is just like insurance fraud as far as I'm concerned.
Well, maybe.
It really is. This is the same kind of...
Same level
it's
as
a scam.
Insurance fraud?
It's, yes, absolutely. Oh, more so. Screw those people.
Are you just mad that you haven't thought of it first?
No, I wouldn't do it. Okay. I wouldn't do it.
Well,
I swear to God, I wouldn't do it.
You're going
to
bring them
no,
to justice.
No, there's no way. I've
what
seen
if we
people.
Both did it, Mike?
You know, if we both did
that
it,
would
we,
be fun.
We could have races for fun. Rascal races. Make a note.
That's good.
We'll do it on a future show. Let's go to Joe in Houston, then we got to take a break. Joe, how are you?
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
What's happening? What can we do for you, Joe?
No, I was just hearing you guys talking about your weight loss programs, and I'm just telling you, y'all got to help me live. Man, I'm an extreme case.
How much do you weigh?
480.
Oh, and how tall are you?
25 feet.
5'11".
You're 5'11", so you're basically my height, and you're how much?
Almost 480. 500 pounds.
480.
Do you rent scooters when you go to theme parks?
He breaks scooters.
All the time. All right. I have seven in my garage.
Have you seen a doctor about this?
Yeah, well, I've been big my whole life, and yeah. when I get my mind around it, I lose weight quick.
Uh-huh.
So well, I just need to be motivated. I was wondering if you guys were, like, going to profile some listeners and maybe update them on the website or something.
Well, we're going to profile ourselves because Rob's fat, I'm fat, and we're both going on our little programs here. I didn't get a chance to talk about it. I'll talk about it in the next break. I said this at the kitchen table. I swear to God, I said this at the top of my lungs and made Carla almost spit out her food when I said, "My body is not eating its fat."
I believe if you keep your eye on the Mike O'Mara Show website, there is going to be some sort of fat challenge that the promotions company or department is working up for WJFK. So stay tuned.
What kind of challenge?
Like to try and lose weight like us.
That's news to me.
A sponsored weight loss challenge, I suppose.
A sponsored weight loss challenge?
Maybe it's on WJFK.com.
You getting paid for it or am I getting paid for it?
I think it's part of my deal, Mike.
Okay, well, why don't you tell Daddy if Rob and Mike are going to do a weight loss challenge, then Mike gets a little piece of that puzzle.
Of course.
All right, just to, you know, not just, I'd just be very curious.
Everybody
about
wins.
I think everybody wins, too. Or ixnay on that. You know, it's like, who's the salesperson?
A lovely Libby.
Ah, all right. It's Libby. Can't imagine why there would be anything underhanded going on there. I'll talk to Libby about that personally. We'll find out.
Have a
what
word.
What is the company? And you're not doing your commercials yet? Is that
not yet?
All right. Okay. So there's going to be something on the website between you and me. Is that how it's supposed to work?
No, I think it's between me and the listeners.
Oh, are you battling a listener?
I think listeners sign up to battle me. He's with a lightsaber.
So this hasn't hit yet, right?
No,
we haven't formulated this.
No. But stay tuned is what I'm saying.
Okay, very good.
It's a tease.
And Joe, good luck with your weight loss, and we are running way late. Got to take a break. You know, I just got to get a little piece of the pie. Really.
You sure you want pie? Your fat isn't eating itself.
Think about fresh fruit instead.
You're going to hear a lot of that after my trip to Atlantic City. I swear to God, anywhere I can get it.
Wow.
Really.
You lost a lot.
Yeah. Hey, car dealerships, I'm available. Thank you.
As a mechanic.
We're going to come up with the very first buzz of the afternoon. And I'll talk again a little bit about my weight loss. Something's wrong.
Uh-oh.
Something's very, very wrong.
It's not working.
We will be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.